Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So go through that list. We show up on Monday.
Right?
Bob Melvin got fired.
Took the loss.
And the 49ers had lost a football game, and Brock Purdy had re-aggravated his toe injury.
Yeah.
That was just Monday.
Just Monday.
Hey.
Tuesday, I get into a fight with Mongo Feliciano. He swears.
You do, but at the same time, correct me if I'm wrong, was Tuesday the day that you hit the breaking news sounder?
Kuminga.
It was, right? It was Tuesday.
Yes, yep. It was.
So Jonathan Kuminga signs a contract on Tuesday. Tuesday is also the day that I think that we sort of got the idea that it wasn't just Brock, Ricky, Juwan. Everybody was kind of trending in a doubtful direction.
Yep, no doubt.
Okay. Wednesday comes around.
You go to the press conference.
Right.
The Giants, go to Mark in the back.
Giants have a press conference, season ender, exit interviews,
yep.
Buster Posey, Zach Manassian.
We have Manassian on the show.
Manassian comes on the show. So does Greg Cosell. He says, can everybody please, all over the nation, stop asking week-to-week questions about Brock Purdy? He's a good player. Shut up. Everybody needs a run game.
Stop.
Okay? So that happens on Wednesday. Then yesterday, we show up, and it feels like we're sort of preparing collectively as a city to, march to our football deaths, being sent down to L.A. with a patchwork crew.
Yep.
And then we experienced that last night. I get it if you're exhausted today. I get it. Who took off work today? Anyone?
It's so funny you said that because I took BART again today and I pull into my BART parking lot and that place is empty. Empty. And now normally Mondays and Fridays are relatively empty, but today I was driving in. I'm like, oh, nobody's working today. Like, I'm working, you're working.
Well, you really had to pick yourself up off the mat too. The kids at home, because yesterday was a school holiday. For the Jewish high holidays,
right?
So they had no school, so they're running around. I get home from the game, and they're running around like, yeah, woo, Niners! And I'm like, go to bed.
Yeah.
Like, we got school in the morning. We got it, man, everybody. It's like we changed the clocks, but we didn't even change the clock.
That's coming out.
Kind of what today feels like.
It's one of those weird ones. And this whole week was, it just hit me outside. I was like, man. The adrenaline that we've been on this whole week has been awesome.
My goodness. My goodness. Yeah?
4-1, Mark.
4-1.
They are 4-1.
3-0 in the division.
And, I mean, they just pulled another one out of their hat. Eddie Pinheiro, courtesy of Amazon Prime, you heard it. Fourth field goal off the upright and in. I mean, it's a game of inches, Kirk. You're right, Kirk Herbstreit. It is, and they couldn't get a yard when they needed a yard, and Eddie was about a foot away from doinking that straight off the bar.
Yeah, maybe even less. Right. Maybe even less.
Maybe eight inches or whatever. Yeah. So that's just the way it goes, and you take them when you can get them your way.
So also the news, if you haven't heard today, there was a little bit of news from the 49ers with regard to injuries going forward. We don't know much about the quarterbacks yet, other than that Ian Rappaport said yesterday the re-aggravation for Brock is such that he could miss the Tampa game too, but we don't know about the health of Mac Jones. Kyle Shanahan did say George Kittle's going to be a long shot for the Tampa game, but they feel pretty good about the game after that, which is Sunday Night Football coming to Levi's. The Atlanta Falcons will be in town. Meantime, not a whole lot that we've heard about Pearsall and Jennings, but both of them are solid maybes for Tampa. And Tampa is super banged up. Bucky Irving has been ruled out of their game this weekend. Mike Evans is still out for them. Don't know what their status for next week will be. So we got all week to figure all of that out. But it sounds like when you say that publicly, they want a little bit of a ramp-up week for George, so I would expect him to miss one more game.
Probably. And, you know, if you look at what Jake Tonjes has done, and Kyle was asked yesterday about that, and Kyle said he's been unbelievable. I mean, you just said it right there. He's been so reliable, making the catches and scoring again. A guy who I don't believe had ever caught a football in an actual NFL game coming into the year.
Prior to this year.
And then now he just keeps scoring touchdowns. And, you know, we can talk about the red zone, which is still a little bit of a problem. The Niners were 2-for-5 yesterday in the red zone, but one of those was that opening drive, Jake Tonjes cashing in from 6 yards out. As much as you miss George Kittle, and you do a lot, especially in the run blocking game, Jake Tonjes has been like beyond spectacular.
Jake Tonjes, prior to this year, has been targeted in an NFL game one time.
Targeted.
Targeted. No catches. Targeted one time.
Okay.
And it actually came 3 years ago. 3 years ago in a game where, I don't even think he was playing for the Niners. Yeah, I don't think he was playing for the Niners. 2022, he was playing for the Bears. Got targeted one time.
Wild.
And like a typical Bears quarterback, they missed him.
Of course.
Yeah.
All right. If you talk before we go to the phones, like 49ers in the future, who are the guys out there making money? I do think Mac Jones has resurrected his career, and I know that the Niners have him for another year if they want. They might trade him. Who knows what they're going to do? That's for a future day. But Jake Tonjes is a guy who is suddenly now a viable NFL tight end. He's on a one-year deal. He's making $1 million, and he's a guy who suddenly now you could look at and say, oh, you're an NFL player.
Yeah.
I mean, you might get yourself a two-year deal for $10 million or something.
And by the way, it might come from the Niners.
It might.
Like, they've long wanted to do things with two tight end sets, and George Kittle's getting up there and all of those things. So, yeah, he might stick and stay. All right, back to the phones. Lucky in the City next up. Hi, Lucky. Thank you for calling Willard and Dibbs. What's up?
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. You know, I'm just now calming down from last night's game, man. I was banging on my neighbors last night. It was so rough for me, man.
Yeah, Lucky.
I did 50 push-ups, Dibbs, in the fourth quarter, man, because I was just so freaking nervous, man, and pissed off.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I was like, come on, we cannot lose, Mark, to these Los Angeles Rams.
Amen.
On a Thursday.
No, we can't.
We cannot.
Bang, bang. That's, you know, our house. Whose house, Lucky? Whose house is it?
It's our house.
There you go, Lucky.
It's Niners house, baby. It's Niners house, baby.
Levi's South.
You know what it felt like to me, guys? It felt like the game with Patrick Willis stopped Alvin Kamara. That's what this game felt like, man. With a bunch of ragtag replacement people. Shout out Keanu Reeves. That's what we played with, man. And we got them dudes, man. I'm excited, man. I feel like this might be a telltale sign, fellas. That's all I have to say, man. We might enjoy this ride because we have a viable backup quarterback, man. I don't care about the controversy. What controversy? Brock is our starting quarterback. Mac Jones is a good damn backup. Let's go, squad. And the D, the youngsters, man, by week 12, man, we're going to be a force.
I might
so let's go, man.
Lucky, thank you. That might be my favorite call of the day.
Lucky.
Lucky, that great was, call. I mean.
And he says you might be onto something, and I was looking at some of the numbers. You know I love the deep dives, and they're 3-0 on the road, this 49er team. 2019, they were 7-1 on the road, went to the Super Bowl. 2023, 7-2 on the road, went to the Super Bowl. I'm just saying, this team is awesome on the road.
Well,
3-0, you can't be better than 3-0 on the road.
No, you can't. And you can't be better than 3-0 in the division, which I think is even more important right now. This is, doesn't it feel like a springboard? And I don't want to get ahead of ourselves because what we've learned, and I think this is from PTSD, I don't want to sit here and do this whole, well, we're going to be healthy in the second half of the season because maybe we won't be. I don't know. I don't know how the hell we can predict that, but the opportunity exists. And so it feels like a springboard because the way I look at it, without jinxing anything or thinking of it that way, like, ooh, it's going to be great in December, but it might be. There is the path. There's the avenue to this football team sometime soon, not only acquiring a defensive pass rusher on the trade market, but acquiring Malik Mustafa and acquiring George Kittle. And
maybe Brandon
and
Ayuk.
Acquiring Brandon Ayuk. And obviously, I don't want, you know, reacquiring Ricky Pearsall and Juwan Jennings and Brock Purdy. Now, maybe they'll be hurt again. Maybe others will be hurt. Maybe it'll keep going downhill on that front. But if this team has a path to health, you're starting to set up a record that it feels impossible for this to not help you in the back half of the year. Like, things would really have to get wonky and wild for you to take the remaining schedule and the bulletproof feel of knowing that you can win games with backups.
Yeah.
And then add in sort of the division wins that will break ties potentially going forward. They need one more division win to clinch a winning record in the division this year.
Yeah.
That is huge. So they're setting up a scenario that's going to be hard for the other teams to overcome, and it does not feel like they've come close to throwing their best pitch yet.
And they haven't had their best personnel out there. And I mentioned 2019 in the road record. That year they were 5-1 in the division. 2023, I mentioned the Super Bowl berth that year. They were 5-1 in the division, and here they sit at 3-0. So, again, we're not trying to go cart before the horse, but when you look at the patterns of success in those years, great on the road, great in the division, both years they went to the Super Bowl. So far, you're 3-0 on the road and 3-0 in the division. You are trending in those same directions just by record.
You are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM in HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. And the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. And we're swimming in it, man. We are soaking it up. Last night was a damn night. Just an absolute night. So we're talking about this whole thing in every direction right now. But the question that kind of like just stood out to us, like, we got all week for Tampa and all the who knows what where of the 49ers. I don't want to leave this moment yet. So we're kind of asking you, when you woke up this morning, what was the first thing that you're thinking about last night? Because to me, that was sort of like going to a great concert, a great performance, where you wake up the next day and you're still humming the music from it or whatever. Like, that's what this one felt like. There's those visuals that are still popping around in your head, and the experience of, like, what'd you do? What'd you do when Kyren got stuffed? I went dizzy for a second. I got a little lightheaded. I think I whacked Lucas. He was on my left. Did I smack you on the arm? What did I do? I did, didn't I? I smacked you on the arm.
It's like the midsection.
Yeah, but okay. Oh, wow. I got it. It was kind of like Alfred Collins. Like,
you,
I was,
better be careful.
I was swinging for the arm, but I hit some other stuff too.
Yeah,
whacked Lucas, and then that was good because that got my full energy out because I don't want to, like, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't.
I wouldn't.
I'm not going to hit my wife, so I turned to her.
You don't want her to hit you back,
well,
is the
no,
thing.
I would get knocked out.
No
so,
doubt.
Like, I turned back to her, and that initial energy had come down so that we could just do a normal high 10. And we did a high 10, and then hug that out, and then you start moving on to the people I never met before.
Of course.
Give me a little bit of Beat LA from you. Give me a little bit of splash beer on you, and let's freaking go. And that's what it looked like and felt like last night, and that's a moment I'm taking with me no matter where this season goes.
Week five. Week five, and you know we're all having
spread it out, Willard.
Yeah, and I'm
good Lord.
No, not spread it out, but just bask in it. But also realize that we are getting this excited as we should over a week five win. And yes, it's in LA, it's Beat LA, it's the rest of it. But for me, it's more the context of the moment where, and I had it wrong. Fade the Dibber. I took the Rams and I laid the points.
But
and
you're 16-4, so dude,
I know.
You're
I'm not trying to beat myself up.
No, you're minted for a little while.
I'm just saying that, you know, for me, when you look at it from a logical standpoint, and many people would have thought the same thing, like, how are you going to go down there?
Right.
And how are you going to go down there with this and beat that? And even the way the game went, like, you still couldn't run it. And their pass rush in the second half became very effective. And, you know, you had things that were a little bit wonky, and the secondary was not totally sparkly, and yet you got down to the end of the game, and you were the team that was better, and you won it.
Stay patient. We're coming to all of you. Matt in San Rafael is next up. Hi, Matt. Thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. The first thought I had was five games decided at the end. This is going to be like the Giants' first World Series run where I got a lot of gray hair.
Torture.
But you love those teams so differently from other teams because you it's like it becomes part of you. Like you are literally pulling for them. Anyway, I've got a bunch of stuff, so I'm going to hit them fast.
Okay.
What triggers me is Kyle treats timeouts like house money. I really love the fact that that game turned into a personal match between Kyle and McVay. They were staring darts at each other. It was awesome. It was like gunfighters in the West. I think Niner fans are silly. Give me a break. Quarterback controversy not happening. This team is gritty, and it's since 2019, I haven't seen a Niner team that I felt was gritty like this, where there's this weird sort of character, and they just seem to overperform and pull it out because they've got that extra something. My biggest concern is the interior offensive line. I don't know what happened to Pooney this year, but he's not run blocking well. I think Jake Brendel is a problem. I was watching the combo blocks. He wasn't coming off and getting the backers. And both D tackles were collapsing. McCaffrey has nowhere to go running the ball. That is a problem. I think Saleh is an underappreciated asset. I think he is responsible for three wins, to be honest with you, because the defense has played so incredibly well, particularly with the lack of, really, players last night. Were they bringing in any defensive linemen? Because I don't think they had any more. I think those guys are going Iron Man. And the last thing is kind of crazy. I think they should rest Brock for two or three more weeks until he's healthy, and then trade Jones to the Cincinnati Bengals for Trey Hendrickson.
Oh boy! Thanks, guys. Okay,
straight
Matt,
up.
That's a hell of a take there.
Unfortunately,
at the end.
By then Cincinnati might be 2-6. So
yeah, I'm not giving this backup quarterback up for anything. Why would you do that right now? If you've got a season that you really feel is a good season,
and you feel like you need him,
yeah,
right?
Like keep your depth, right? Like this is wonderful to have two quarterbacks who can go win you a football game, number one. Number two, I do think it's funny. Do you listen to where people are like, look, rest Brock because he's not healthy? Are you all not noticing that Mac is hurt too? Like, when you do this whole, like, don't play Brock because he's hurt against Tampa, what the hell would you call Mac? You watched him out there. He had a brace before the game even started, and he's writhing in pain on the ground, threatening to barf on the sideline. Like, I have no idea if either one of them are going to be healthy enough to play against Tampa Bay. I would love for everybody to rest, and who knows, maybe Adrian Martinez is going to play that game. I have no idea.
No clue.
And we've got a whole week to worry about that. But yes, you've got to factor in the health, and I'm glad Matt said, give me a break, Niner fans. There's not a QB controversy. How would you have handled this, Dibs?
How would I have handled what?
So at 8:41 last night.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
In the midst of all of the hullabaloo, I get another text. And you get a lot of texts during situations like this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I got a text, and it's from my mom.
Okay.
8:41 last night.
Can you help me fix my phone?
My mom is 81 years old.
And this is right after the game's over, I would imagine.
I think. Yeah. It went into overtime, but 8:41, is that, are we over?
More like 8:30.
Yeah. Okay.
So soon after.
Granny would know.
How long were you guys on the air? Did you go till midnight?
No, at 10.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Granny would know. No, he was doing overtime, and I forgot that he was doing overtime. I barged right into the studio in the middle of his show. I barged right in. Completely forgot.
Oh, because you had your stuff in here.
I left my stuff in here. And I just barged right in, and next thing you know, Ken is looking at me in the studio laughing at me like, what are you doing? Granny looks at me like, what are you, the Kool-Aid man? Like, close the door. What the hell's going on? Then he pivoted nicely. He's like, would you like to say anything to the crowd? And I just screamed, let's go! And I turned around and took my stuff and left. So sorry about that, Granny. Anyway, 8:41, I get a text from my mom. Not bang, bang, Niner gang. And not even something more mature for an 81-year-old woman where she would just say, like, you know, nice game. That was fun. All of these things are options. But instead, mom writes,
I think Jones should be our quarterback.
Jones.
How would you have responded?
Three words. Not F off, mom, but three words. Go to bed. Go to bed. Or you could go priest. You're too old. I mean, pick any of your three-word catchphrases.
I didn't
want
to make it personal.
She's too old.
She's my mom. I wanted to, you know? So
stay off Twitter. You can hit her with Bobby Fitz. I mean, you have a lot of options. I love you.
Yeah, that would have been amazing. She's like, my mentions are going crazy.
Totally.
No, she didn't say that. I just wrote, Mom. No. With a lot of O's. A
lot of O's, yeah.
No. And then she just wrote, why not?
Okay, Mom. We're not doing that, Mom.
I'm getting trolled by my mom.
Yeah, she wants Jones.
She wants a piece.
Mac Jones. Who?
I'm like, Mom, we enjoy the win. He's making $265 million. He's a pretty good player. He's done some good things in this town.
Right.
And then I said, and oh, by the way, like, Mac's now hurt too. I don't know if you saw the game. I did not get a response to that last one. I think she did go to bed.
Yeah, go to bed. Like, we can all get into this, and when they're both healthy,
Are you talking about my parents or the quarterbacks?
Well, your parents, like, there's no parent controversy. You love them both equally. And with the quarterbacks, when they're both healthy, Brock is going to play. And Mac even said it last night. He's like, yeah, I'm the backup, and, you know, Brock's the man, and I'm just happy that I get a chance to come out, and when I get to play, I try to do my best, and that's where he's at. And the future of Mac Jones is The future of Mac Jones is bright.
I have no doubt that Mac Jones got in his car when there was no more microphones and went, yeah, yeah.
Of course.
He wants to play. He wants to be a starter somewhere again someday. Who knows, right? So, but yes, of course he said the right things. And that is the situation.
Right.
That's what he was hired to do, and he's doing it. He's doing a wonderful, wonderful, inspirational job.
The real interesting thing will be, hopefully we never see this, but when both are healthy, if Brock comes back and Brock struggles and they lose games.
Right, that's, yeah.
Then that, we can have, yep. I still don't think it's a yep. controversy, yep. but yep. it becomes a...
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.